Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Clay Thompson, and you are listening to The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
What up, Clay? It's been real, man. Been real. Clay talked yesterday at the podium. Got a little chippy with Anthony Slater. When Slater asked him a question, we can play that question. We'll ask Slater about it at 8 o'clock. When he joins us to wrap up this Warrior season, and it ends in Sacramento Tuesday night. Abruptly. Blown out at the Golden 1 Center. So Kings fans are feeling themselves. Good for them. I'll say this too. I was joking. I went on with Draper and Gleason again yesterday. They were calling and trolling, but I was just like, look, man. I think the Kings will win Friday. No Zion. I think they'll suffocate CJ McCollum. I root for the Kings. I hope they have a good run here. They deserve it. They really do. Their fan base deserves it. But we're focused on the Dubs and how to fix this team. They were in 10th place last year in the Western Conference. 10th. There has to be change. But what are those changes? What are those changes, Dub Nation, that you want to see happen? And are you willing to make changes to the point to where you may not be competing for anything for the next 2 years? The salary cap is a mess right now for the Golden State Warriors. Joe Lacob's paying all this money, the luxury tax or whatnot. He's a repeat offender by doing it. You're in the $400 million and paying for this roster that didn't even make the first round of the NBA playoffs. So there have to be changes.
You say competing, and I know that that's a very vague term.
Right. Competing at a championship level.
Okay, well, do you think that they competed at a championship level the last 2 years?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely
not. So to me, that kind of signals where you're at as an organization. And I go back to it does it pencil. Right now, just they are so up against it. It is unsustainable to continue to go down the rabbit hole with expensive old players. There's very little leeway and little wiggle room. And so you're asking what I would do. Like, I would go to Steph. I would sit down. I would have the whiteboard, and I know he understands more than anyone. I would break down all of the finances and say to him, like, dude, there's really not much we can do outside of a miracle situation happening, begging for a Giannis or someone of that ilk to come here. We're going to have to, like, trade away a lot of veteran players and get cheaper and younger so that we can flip this around in a year and a half from now. Otherwise, like,
And Steph's going to say, man, I'm going to be 37 years old.
I know.
So this is a tough spot. So Vontae, let's just break this down.
You're asking unrealistic things from Steph. I'm asking unrealistic things from Steph.
The second apron starts at $182.5 million. So if the Warriors cross that second apron at $182.5 million, they will get penalized. Now, what are the penalties for the second apron? All of the penalties for the first apron apply to the second apron as well, which is triggered when a team's salary exceeds $182.5 million. For the 2023-24 season, one additional penalty is added when crossing the second apron. No access to the $5 million taxpayer mid-level exception. We know how well the Warriors have done with that mid-level exception.
DiVincenzo.
You don't get that if you're in the second apron. Starting at the end of the 2023-24 season, even more restrictions will be added to the second apron, which happens now. Teams cannot use a trade exception generated by aggregating the salaries of multiple players. Teams cannot include cash in a trade. Teams cannot use a trade exception generated in a prior year. First-round picks 7 years out are frozen unable to be traded. A team's first round pick is moved to the end of the first round if they remain in the second apron for 3 out of 5 seasons.
So that means even if you stink, you get zero benefit of it. So that's why,
if you're in that second apron.
Yes. And like,
if you're in the second apron.
I know people want to like do the math however they want to do it. There's no saving money. The only way they're saving money is if they're not signing Clay, if they're not bringing back Chris Paul, and they move guys who are on multi-year deals for something that's shorter or expiring or whatever, or to a team that's under the, like, for example, Orlando, who had room to maneuver. They can absorb someone without giving something up. They're very limited. What you're saying is they're very limited. Now, think about all the big-time deals with big-time players. Dame Lillard, who was traded this offseason. Yep. The famous Paul George deal or Kawhi Leonard, whatever. They are stapling multiple first-rounders, future first-rounders, with those guys. So if they're over this second apron, that all goes away.
It all goes away.
So why would a Milwaukee, for example, want to trade with you? Why? Let's play this out. LeBron James, why would the Lakers, without getting any first or second round picks, do any deals with you?
Exactly.
So you have no assets.
You have no first round pick right now. So it's tough. They need to be under 171. They could save some money here by not bringing back Clay and CP3, but you're limited with your moves, and those are two big points. Let's go to Anita in Santa Clara. Anita, what's happening? You're on the roast here on 95.7 again.
Hey. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anytime.
So one of the things that I don't know if it's been discussed is looking at the coaching. Look at Mike Brown and where he is. Oh, at the Kings. Isn't it interesting that before going there, he was with the Warriors? I purport that he probably was part of the glue that kept the culture, the motivation, the spark with the players. What do you think?
Well, I think that he was a big part of the coaching staff, but at the end of the day, they did get a lot older. You know, and he's got a younger team, and guys have to execute. It's, you know, when you got an ace on the mound, you look like a genius in the dugout. You know what I mean? And I just think that their guys aren't as good as they were just a couple of years ago.
They're not. They all got older. This is what happens. This is what happens.
And it feels like
at the end of the dynasty,
other teams are better. They understand what the Warriors want to do. I feel like what the Warriors are doing is actually simplified versus years past. They could do more diverse things. And it's just, this happens. I don't think this is about coaching.
No, it's not about coaching. It's having these assets and a lot of inconsistent players. And look, when you're trying to figure out a rotation and you're trying to figure out a closing lineup and you're trying to figure out a starting lineup, they had 27 different starting lineups due to injuries, due to suspensions. And it wasn't like they had major, like the one major injury was Chris Paul, right? He missed some time with the left hand fracture. But Curry, he missed a couple games here and there with an ankle sprain. You know, Draymond Green missed a couple games here and there with the back injury. You know, Clay played 77 games. You know, all you guys for the most part, you know, Kuminga missed the 6 games with tendonitis, but for the most part, he was healthy. Andrew Wiggins, for the most part, he was healthy. So major injuries weren't an issue. It's just you got a little older. You got a little slower. And when you dominate for a decade, this team has been around for a decade, which is impressive in today's NBA. You got a shelf life. How many of these other teams and these players have grown up watching the Golden State Warriors and the way they play? Sacramento watching the way the Warriors play over and over. New Orleans watching the way they play. Hell, Sacramento's implementing some of the things they do here with the Golden State Warriors because of Mike Brown and Leandro Barbosa and Luke Laux, who used to be an assistant coach with the Golden State Warriors. He's now on the Sacramento sideline. You know, New Orleans with Willie Green, who used to be in the system. He knows the Warriors' way. All these teams know the Warriors' way. I do like Willie Green a lot.
I actually like
him. Yeah, no, I think he's a solid coach. He's got to get his house in order because they're all hurt. Well, Zion gets hurt.
Yes.
You know, B.I. is getting hurt. He can't get his roster together. When he has his roster together, they're one of the best in the West. But we got to evolve. You got to get quicker. You got to get longer. You got to get more athletic. So how do you do that? You may have to take a step back before going forward here at the Golden State Warriors. That is the realization with the current crossroads with the roster. And I think some of Dub Nation, and we're going to, Snidey said this yesterday, and this is what intrigued me, you know, because it's always about the fans. Snidey said, we're going to find out about the fan base. We're going to find out how patient this fan base is. We're going to find out who the real Warrior fans are. Because I know there's a lot of Warrior fans I know who suffered through 19 years where the Warriors only made the postseason one time. there may be some dark days ahead for the Golden State Warriors. And if so, how patient are you going to be? Because I would be patient. I'm ready for the reload. Because I understand that, boy, you may have squeezed every ounce of juice out of the Steph Curry era. You
the
may
downfall
have.
Is near, and it's coming hard.
Well, you have referenced the San Francisco Giants because of them keeping their core together for longer. And baseball's finances are very different, so it's not as it's not as penal when you do overpay people. It sucks because you're kind of stuck with them, but it doesn't like take away draft picks and limit your amount of trade stuff. So it's actually easier to compete with bad contracts in baseball. But how long did the three championships wear off? How long of the like? How long
for the Giants?
Yeah,
by 2020 it was worn off.
So
I'd say at least by 2020.
Let's say five, 6 years. 5 years.
Yep.
5 years. I mean, there's no guarantee that you compete in five, even compete for a playoff spot in 5 years. I mean, the Kings have gone through a very difficult road. Remember what the Warriors were prior. Now, do I believe that they're as inept as they were? No, they're not even close.
Joe Lacob's going to do everything he can to turn over every stone to get this team back in the playoffs.
I don't even like saying that, but I feel like it's fair to say because sports does happen. Things, random things happen. I look at Cleveland, and I don't think as high of Cleveland's ownership as I do of Lacob.
Yep.
Think of how quickly they bounce back from LeBron. Yep. Now, are they as good as they'd like to be or what they were? No. But they've had a pretty fun little team the last couple of years.
Top four, top five seed. They swing a deal for Donovan Mitchell. You got Darius Garland. You got Evan Mobley. It's a very entertaining team. They play a very aesthetically pleasing brand of basketball with Bickerstaff. I like Cleveland.
I do too. And I just think that the Warrior fan base has had their cuppeth runneth over of championships and run and everything. And there is a level of appreciation. And surprisingly, I think we are ready to turn the page. Maybe not everyone. I don't want to speak for everybody.
But it does happen. And you know what? You look at the 49ers and they rebuild. After Harbaugh, things were dire.
Yeah.
You went through a dark year with Tom Sula. You went through a dark year with Chip Kelly. You bring in Shanahan. And by the end of year one with Shanahan, you had optimism.
Yes.
And you had hope that the Niners could be something. And here we are with Shanahan. I know they haven't won the Super Bowl, but damn, they've been really, really good. They've been really good. I will take that if I would be willing. Now, would Steph be willing to do that?
He's
36 years old. That's the big elephant in the room. Steph says he just wants to win, and I understand that. I want him to win. I want him to get five. But what does it look like here with the Golden State Warriors? How do you get there quicker with the Golden State Warriors?
This is Steph conundrum because you can't have your cake and eat it too.
It's a difficult conversation.
You can't afford expensive old players who aren't as good and say you want to play with your buddies, which I get and I understand there's a loyalty, and also compete with how just where they're at.
But I think Steph says something Tuesday night in Sacramento. I get the NBA is a business. I don't envision myself playing without Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, but he does get the business side of the NBA. And at the end, he says, I just want to win. Well, what does it look like next season for the Golden State Warriors as we get into the offseason here? What are some of the first changes you have to make on this roster? We're getting all into it. We're going to play all the sound from yesterday. Steve Kerr, who was on with Leonard and Dibs, Klay spoke, Wiggins spoke, Kuminga, Pajimski, Moody, Chris Paul, all that stuff as we wrap up this season with the Golden State Warriors. And we're entering one of the most riveting offseasons in recent Bay Area history. This is going to be a fascinating one, folks. What is going to happen with the Dubs going into next season? We'll try to figure it out here on the Morning Rush on 95.7 Game, brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.